The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what Jesus had done began to believe in him, but some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin and said, "What are we going to do? This man is performing many signs. If we leave him alone, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our land and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing, nor do you consider that it is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish." He did not say this on his own, but since he was high priest for that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of God. So from that day on, they planned to kill him. So Jesus no longer walked about in public among the Jews, but he left for the region near the desert to a town called Ephraim, and there he remained with his disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. They looked for Jesus and said to one another, as they were in the temple area, "What do you think, that he will not come to the feast?" The Gospel of the Lord. As our last Mass before Holy Week, the scriptures give us a great cliffhanger, right? All the tensions are coming into one. All of the different plans of the Pharisees and their movement were now working against Jesus and his movement, and then throw in the Romans on top, right? We see that it's a veritable powder keg ready to explode. Here we see also that it's lining up, right? John knows what the story is as he tells his gospel. He knows what he's doing as he's laying out the scene before Passover. He knows what's going to happen in this Holy Week ahead. And we who celebrate it do also. This is the day of our salvation. It's near at hand. We're to see, I think, in this conflict, again, a renewed push to strengthen our commitment to Jesus and Jesus alone, no matter what the cost, so that as we look forward to this week ahead, we don't do so as spectators, but we do so as people who participate in the saving mystery, the saving work of Jesus. It's not just ours to observe from the outside that Jesus went to his cross to save us. But my friends, being saved, it's ours to walk the way of the cross with Jesus, to turn over our lives, our hearts to God for the good of the entire world, and to give our lives away just as God gave his life away with that great self-love in loving service and self-sacrifice, even to the point of death.